Well, as a diplomatic dispute between China and Japan escalates, the new Japanese Prime Minister has confirmed she's had a conversation with US President Donald Trump. According to several media reports, the US President asked the Japanese Prime Minister not to further escalate a dispute with China during talks last week as he tries to preserve a fragile trade truce with Beijing. But the Japanese PM's office has disputed that account. Relations between Beijing and Tokyo have soured in recent weeks, following remarks by the Japanese Prime Minister suggesting Tokyo could intervene militarily on any attack on Taiwan. Koichi Nakana is a political science professor at Sophia University in Tokyo and joins me now. Professor, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you. Good morning.
Bring us up to speed. Some have called this the country's worst diplomatic crisis in years. Is this a serious deterioration in your view?
Yes, indeed. I'm afraid so. Prime Minister Takaichi already sort of, you know, discussed the possibility in Parliament without really being prompted to do so, in fact, that Japan can intervene militarily in case of a Taiwan contingency. But of course, you know, for Japan to intervene in other countries' dispute militarily is considered to be unconstitutional traditionally. And so there is that. And then, of course, on top of that, there is the fact that Taiwan was a Japanese colony up until the end of the Second World War. So for Japan to suggest that is going to rub China in our own way for sure.
So was this a genuine mistake, or is the Japanese Prime Minister actually breaking from the strategic ambiguity policy of her predecessors?
Well, the general understanding is that it was more of a slip of a tongue than something that was pre-planned. It seems that the government officials were seriously panicking after the Prime Minister said that because she went off the script. So a lot of people blame Prime Minister Takaichi, or actually praise, in some cases, Prime Minister Takaichi for having said that rather, by her own initiative. At the same time, of course, Prime Minister Takaichi has been known to have a very strongly pro-Taiwan, anti-Chinese view before she became Prime Minister. So even though, you know, it was a slip of a tongue, it was not out of her character at the same time.
Japan has so far resisted China's demands for Ms. Takaichi to retract the comment. Do you think she could back down?
At this point, I think a lot of people in the government think that it's too late, that she has already, you know, sort of dug her heel, as it were, and therefore for her to retract would be basically for her to have to resign.
More broadly, how have these early days of the new Japanese Prime Minister been received by Japanese voters and also by regional neighbours?
It is kind of interesting because in Japan, in fact, Prime Minister Takaichi has probably the weakest power base ever in any of the post-war Japanese prime ministers, given that her coalition has fell apart as soon as she became the leader of the ruling LDP, and she has put back together a kind of confidence and supply agreement with another party, which is much more to the right of the earlier coalition partner. Still, she doesn't have a solid majority in the lower house. She just has a majority now. But in the upper house, which is also quite important in Japan, she doesn't have a majority. But I guess, you know, maybe in an attempt to make up for that, she's been really foraying into a lot of controversial issues. That has increased her visibility, and combined with the fact that she's the first female Prime Minister of Japan, the media has been rather positive about her start. And so her support level has been high. But of course, internationally, I think she was trying to sort of, you know, use foreign and security policy as a leverage for her own support. But at this point, I think there is a lot of question mark whether the measures that have been taken by the Chinese government in retaliation to her change of position seems to have a very strong negative impact economically. and that might suffer, that might make her suffer.
Just briefly, do you think that Donald Trump may be prepared to soften support for Taiwan in pursuit of a trade deal with China?
I think that's absolutely possible. I think you'd be naive not to think that that's a possibility. President Trump doesn't seem to understand the concept of the alliance, and he's not even in power for the first time. So it's been utterly predictable. So I think the Japanese officials have been rather incredibly naive to think that they got the U.S. backing in taking a rather hawkish attitude toward China. When it's very clear that Taiwan on its own, and even in combination with Japan, cannot possibly confront China militarily.
Professor Nakano, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Koichi Nakano is a political science professor at Sophia University in Tokyo.